From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain will get a female leader. Home Secretary Theresa May and Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom have been chosen to compete for the Prime Minister's position. On a second ballot on Thursday, Conservative Party members in Parliament cast 199 votes for May, 84 for Leadsom, and 46 for Justice Secretary Michael Gove. Gove was eliminated, and the two women now have the chance to become the country's next Prime Minister. Theresa May spoke with reporters.
This vote shows that the Conservative Party can come together, and that under my leadership it will. Now, I've always said there should be a proper contest. Now is the time for me and my team to take my case out to the party members in the country.
About 150,000 members of the Conservative Party across Britain will now vote by postal ballot to decide between May and Leadsom. The chief of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is defending his decision not to pursue a criminal case against Hillary Clinton for her handling of classified national security information while she was Secretary of State. FBI Director James Comey told a House of Representatives panel Thursday that after a year-long probe, investigators decided there was no evidence that either Clinton or her aides intended to break U.S. laws.
I see evidence of great carelessness, but I do not see evidence that is sufficient to establish that Secretary Clinton or those with whom she was corresponding both talked about classified information on email and knew when they did it they were doing something that was against the law.
James Comey. Government forces and their allies moved into an area near the Syrian city of Aleppo Thursday, threatening to block a supply line to rebels holding an adjacent part of the city. The Vance came in violation of the government's ceasefire. This is VOA News. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump met behind closed doors Thursday with House and Senate Republicans. House Speaker Paul Ryan called it an opportunity for members to gain information about Trump's campaign, and some of the attendees expressed enthusiasm for the candidate. But dozens of Republicans shunned the get-together, and others refused to endorse Trump. The encounter on Capitol Hill came less than 2 weeks before the Republican National Convention. A black man was fatally shot Wednesday night by a police officer during a traffic stop in Falcon Heights, Minnesota. The dead man is identified as 32-year-old Philando Castile of St. Paul, a school cafeteria supervisor. Diamond Reynolds is Castile's girlfriend.
He was never a bad man. He never did anything to hurt anyone. He was the quietest, most laid-back person you will ever meet. He was loving.
The shooting comes one day after police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, shot and killed another black suspect, Alton Sterling. Both incidents have led to racially charged accusations of excessive police force against minorities. The United States will give Ukraine nearly $23 million in humanitarian assistance to help it deal with a crisis in the eastern part of the country. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the new aid package Thursday in Kiev, where he met with top officials to discuss Ukraine's reforms and the fragile ceasefire in eastern Ukraine.
And today, I inform President Poroshenko that the United States will provide nearly $23 million in additional immediate humanitarian assistance to help thousands of vulnerable people who are affected by the ongoing conflict in eastern Ukraine.
U.S. humanitarian assistance to Ukraine since the start of the crisis in 2014 now totals more than $135 million. Poland's parliament has approved an amended version of controversial changes to the nation's constitutional court. Opposition members and many Western allies have expressed alarm over the proposed changes, believing they compromise the government system of democratic checks and balances and the rule of law. The issue is expected to come up at the NATO summit, which begins Friday. It is also expected to be one of the topics U.S. President Barack Obama will discuss with his Polish counterpart at the summit.
Visto il motu proprio di Papa Francesco dell'11 luglio 2013,
the Vatican Court ruled Thursday that it does not have the jurisdiction to prosecute two journalists who published confidential information. The court ruled that Emiliano Fittipaldi and Gianluigi Nuzzi did not commit a crime on Vatican territory and therefore were outside the judge's authority. The court did convict a Vatican Monsignor and an Italian communications expert for having conspired to pass documents to the journalists.
That's the latest world news from VOA.